This is Decoded Datebook for June 19th. If you were standing on the riverbank of Fargo in the summer of 1882, you could watch thousands of pine logs from Minnesota forests floating north on the Red River toward sawmills in Winnipeg. Winnipeg was growing rapidly and needed lumber for construction. In fact, the city used all the lumber they could get. One of its largest suppliers was the Clark and McClure Lumber Company of Pahrump, Minnesota. For years, Clark and McClure cut lumber in Pahrump, shipped it by rail to Fargo, then floated it downstream to Winnipeg on large rafts. But when the company's sawmill burned down in 1881, it still owned 30 million board feet of white pine and had no mill to process it. Rather than ship logs by rail to Canada, the company chose a cheaper solution: send the logs by river. After lumberjacks cut the trees during the winter of 1881 and 82, oxen hauled the logs to the Otter Tail River. When spring arrived, about 350 river drivers guided the logs downstream through Fergus Falls, then west to Wahpeton and Breckenridge, and into the Red River. Once on the Red, high water made the work easier, and only about 150 men were needed to keep the drive moving. At Fargo-Moorhead, thousands of huge logs drifted northward. Steamboat traffic on the Red River was shut down for 2 weeks to avoid dangerous collisions with the logs. The massive log booms continued past Grand Forks and Pembina before finally reaching Winnipeg. The journey covered roughly 700 river miles and took 100 days, from mid-May through late August of 1882. When the logs arrived, the Red River at Winnipeg became one dense mass of logs, stretching nearly 5 miles. Winnipeg sawmills spent the entire winter turning them into lumber. On this date in 1882, a newspaper reported that 8 million board feet of pine logs from the Winnipeg log drive were passing through Fergus Falls and nearly wiped out a local dam. The Winnipeg log drive continued for 2 more summers until Clark and McClure harvested all of its white pine lands near Pahrump. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.